This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 216.
Republican Kevin McCarthy, elected House Speaker in a historic post-midnight 15th ballot, overcoming holdouts from his own ranks and floor tensions boiling over after a chaotic week. As the world watches to see if Russia maintains a 36-hour ceasefire to honor the Orthodox Christian holiday, the White House announced Friday a new $3.75 billion military assistance package to help Ukraine and its neighbors on NATO's eastern flank. VOA Cindy Sain reporting.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder explained what that support would look like with the Bradley fighting vehicles.
And it's not a tank, but it's a tank killer. A Bradley is a armored vehicle that has a firepower capability that can deliver troops into combat. So again, it will provide a significant boost to Ukraine's already impressive armor capabilities.
At the State Department, spokesperson Ned Price was also skeptical of Putin's proclaimed ceasefire. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Europe ended a bad year for inflation with some relief as price gains eased again, while the cost of living is still painfully high. The slowdown is a sign that the worst might be over for weary consumers. The European Union Statistics Agency, Eurostat, said Friday that the Consumer Price Index for the 19 countries that use the euro currency now rose at 9.2%. This is VOA News. A United Nations report says global food prices hit a record high in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oils were the highest on record last year, even after falling for 9 months in a row. Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors drove up inflation and worsened hunger worldwide. The FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, dipped by 1.9% in December from a month earlier. But for the whole year, it averaged 143.7 points, more than 14% above the 2021 average, which also saw large increases. I'm Norman Hall.
Mali's junta leader on Friday pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic row. A government spokesman said just a week after the courts sentenced them. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Mali sentenced 46 soldiers to 20 years in prison on December 30th. Three women among the original 49 who had already been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. Ivory Coast and the United Nations say the soldiers were flown in to provide routine backup security for the German contingent of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Mali's junta had branded the troops as mercenaries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An explosive memoir reveals many facets of Prince Harry, from bereaved boy and troubled teen to a wartime soldier and unhappy royal. From accounts of cocaine use and losing his virginity to raw family rifts, Spare exposes deeply personal details about Harry, saying, to the wider royal family. It is dominated by Henry's rivalry with brother Prince William and the death of the boy's mother, Princess Diana. Harry also says that years have he drove through the Paris tunnel where the crash happened, hoping in vain that it would help end a decade of unrelenting pain. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.